I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
We're going live right away. We're not wasting any time of this fucking haircut that Ski got. Ski looking good for that funeral, baby.
Definitely not a haircut. Just got it all fucking greased up like I was Steve Lavin out there.
Love that.
I had a blend in with these fucking Midwest Italians, so needed to grease it up a little bit.
Was the funeral today?
It was.
Wow. Yep.
Yeah. Nice little, I don't know, like a little 2 hour long mass for it, you know?
Yeah, that tracks.
Yeah.
At the...
So was it like one of those, like, you know, everybody wear black and be sad, or was it like a celebration?
Like I said, well, like I said last week, the guy was 100, so it wasn't like a sudden shocking thing.
It's a hell of a run. So begs the question, like, would you guys want to live to 100?
No,
I don't know that I would. How was he doing when he hit 100?
Like, he was good up until like 3 years ago.
Okay, that's so like. By the way, like, 100 so until you're 98, like. Or 97, like, that's what's up, man.
Yeah, but like, once things start going sideways a little bit, I think you just pull the plug. Yeah, because that shit gets rough at the end.
It really does. Like, I'll say though, like, if I can keep my brain going, like, if I don't have like dementia stuff happening or Alzheimer's or anything like that, then I can deal with the physical stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I'm fine being like sort of frail. Like, I can make my kid drive me around. Like, you know what I mean?
You want to be that little old man with a cane, like, oops, honey, yeah. One of those.
Fuck yes. Yeah, sitting on the front porch, like, reading a fucking comic book, and I'm like 95 years old. Like, abso-fucking-lutely, yelling at kids as they go by just because. Like, not because I'm like an asshole, just like for fun, basically. Yeah. But if the brain, the fucking, like, nobody deserves that. Like, dementia and Alzheimer's and stuff like that. It's just fucking terrible. So I can avoid that.
They don't know what's going on. I mean,
yeah, but everybody, like, you're such a bummer to everybody around you. You know what I mean? Like, it's just,
I guess, but like, physical pain isn't any better. Like, if you're 21 and you rupture a disc in your back, kind of a drag on everyone too.
It's true. Well,
like tomorrow you blow your Achilles out, King. Yeah. Are you dragging your family?
Yeah, 100%. I gotta be home all the time for like 8 months.
Yep. Yeah, I had one of my buddies blow his Achilles like a year or two ago, and he just couldn't do anything. Like, he still went to work. He would like get on his crutches and like go into the office. Luckily, he didn't, like, his job didn't require anything physical whatsoever. So he just sit at his desk and pop pain pills all day long. But like, yeah.
I mean, I would like having that cool scooter thing for a few months.
You want one of those little kick scooters?
Yeah, I kind of want one of those. Exactly. That would be cool.
Exactly. That is the benefit.
I mean, you could get one right now just for shits and gigs.
I mean, I could.
Just scoot around.
Then I just look like the fat, lazy person. That's not great.
I mean,
and you judge those people at the grocery store too.
Sure, but if you don't give a shit, then that's the same.
But that's the thing is, I would give a shit. Yeah, I would do it in shame.
Yeah, you would feel shame. That's the problem. That's the problem right there. Well, is you feel shame about things.
If you popped your Achilles tomorrow, are you going for the handicap sticker?
Yes.
Or the placard?
Oh, 100%.
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
Yes.
Yeah.
By the way, depends
on
the,
that.
Depending on the Achilles, you ain't driving anywhere either. Like, you're that's
you
another
drive?
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, no.
I guess if you're goofy foot drive it, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or get like, you get that fucking ride source benefit, baby. Let's go driving around in one of those little LTD buses.
I'm good on that. I'm fine.
Yeah. Nutian says he sprains his ankle and he's going for that. Totally that. By the way,
I'm sure he could grease some palms if he wanted to.
Yep. I know people. We're both in that industry, King. I bet we could make that happen. Yeah. By the way, both of you getting compliments for your haircuts. So,
me?
You. Yeah, Nutian says, nice haircut, King.
That's insane, because I don't have a haircut, and I was trying to hide it with this beanie, because in the last, like, year, this patch of my hair has become, like, unbridled, and it goes against every grain it's ever gone against.
Yeah.
And so, like, when I shampoo it...
Is it a cowlick?
It takes, like... I don't know what it is. It's like a new thing. And when I shampoo and condition it, it for like a day plus, it goes like this. Like, my hair looks better gross and greasy than clean. That's why I said, like, I was trying to hide this, because I was
you,
like,
did you trim your beard? Like, I noticed something too, by the way.
No.
Okay. All right. Cool. Right on. Let's see.
But thank you.
Yeah, right?
I'm just saying you're looking good, man. Just saying you're looking good.
Booble said, Ski, you look like a Timu Chris Evans. I'd take that as a compliment.
That is a compliment.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. If you get mentioned in the same sentence as Chris Evans, that'll work. That'll work. All right, boys. This was a very, very eventful week for Oregon football. Like,
yeah, you guys are gonna have to clue me in on the happenings of the day. I saw a blurb here and there, but
holy shit.
I think in summation, yeah, it is. In three words, it's we are natty.
We is natty.
Next year, sorry, Ohio State. Yeah, you have fun with your back to back this year, whatever. Next year, it's all Oregon.
Poverty program provided
Dante Moore comes back, but whatever.
How big have the Buckeye tears been in the social media realm?
So let's hold off on that, because we don't know where Chris Henry Jr. is going yet. Like,
well, I'm sure fans are still overreacting, at least at this point, right? I mean,
yes.
Once he did not sign his letter of intent, I'm sure things went off the rails very quick.
By the way, do you remember his dad?
Yeah.
The Titans.
Yeah, he was a very volatile guy.
Bengals, very volatile guy. Do you remember how he died?
Yeah, he was pushed out of a truck in a domestic violence incident and died. And that's terrible. I'm not making light of that.
Because they apparently found that his fiance did not drive erratically or force him out of the truck legally. So we are saying allegedly on this podcast. Allegedly. Also, that's Chris Henry Jr.'s mom. So Chris Henry Jr. comes to Oregon. That lady's coming to Oregon.
Yeah, but do you remember Chris Henry on the field?
Uh-huh.
Dude was electric.
Electric, yes.
Electric.
As is his son. So I guess we'll start with signing day stuff. By the way, before I get too far, we do have a movie podcast on Sunday, so I want to remind you of that right off the bat. It's Nobody 2. It's Ski's movie, Nobody 2. It is on The Cock, so watch Nobody 2 on The Cock and listen to us talk about it on Sunday. So Oregon right now, currently, with the number 2 class in the country behind USC.
I think King brought it up last week about they have like, what, 20 more recruits?
Yeah,
it's 20 more recruits and like 15 or 3 stars. Like, what are we talking about here? Like, they have 1 5 star. Like, what are we talking about? Like,
yeah, no, they have a good class, fine. But it's 35 recruits against 21. I mean, it's
fine. Yeah. Know. But Oregon
volume shooters in the NBA still get paid.
Yeah. Shooters going to shoot. Oregon has 4 or 5 stars right now. If Henry signs, then that's 5. They have a really, really, really insane class of high schoolers coming in next year. You guys know how I am with recruiting. I'm like, I don't really give a fuck until they actually play. These guys are going to play next year. Like, Manny Iheanacho fucking slots into left tackle next year. That kid, like, watch his tape. Like, it is insane. He's like 6'7", 340 or some shit like that. Like, it's crazy how athletic he is and how ready he is right now as an offensive lineman to just slot in and start playing left tackle. Like, they...
Are you guys more hopeful for that than like all these receivers?
Yes, kind of, because I think Oregon has bigger holes at offensive line than they do at receiver. Because you're going to get Stewart and Moore coming back next year. By the way, Gatlin Bear, like, I did not think of him at all. And then suddenly they, like, Oregon drops the Instagram post about him actually signing. You know, he was like a five-star, what, two years ago? Yeah, as a wide receiver. He went on his mission, and everybody was just like, oh, yeah, he's never coming to Oregon. He's coming to Oregon.
Well, no, like,
five-star wide receiver and a track guy. His
mission is funny, though, because some guys go on, like, real missions where they go to, like, Guam or Japan or
Honduras. Germany,
Honduras, South America, whatever. He went to Dallas, Texas.
And worked out the whole time.
And worked out the whole time with traders. He did ride his bicycle around for, you know, 40 hours a week. But that brother was, let's just say he was fine on the training, which is different than, you know, the traditional.
Yeah.
You know.
I think there is that drop. I mean, you don't play a sport for 2 years. You'll lose your edge.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think physically the way he is, though, I think, and the position he plays, as long as he's still fast, which he's a track guy, too. So one would assume he has been running the whole time. We'll see. You know, we'll see.
And frankly, he has an advantage just on any field anywhere, like at first, because they're like, here's a white wide receiver, dog food. And they're like, oh shit, that guy's fast.
So he's one of those guys you want to call scrappy or a gym rat?
He's not scrappy. He is not a gym rat. That guy.
No, he's a freak. Yeah.
Fast twitch. Would you describe as fast twitch?
Oh yeah. He's got fast twitch fibers everywhere. I think his brother is actually at the U of O now. Doing track after winning a couple of SEC track championships or whatever, like individual championships. So good genes, superior genes, as Sydney Sweeney would say.
Huckle Benny in the chat, 10.1500 meter for Gatlin Bear.
Seems fine. Seems good.
That's fast. So I'll run them down. Anthony Jones, edge guy. Number one player in the state of Alabama is a five star.
These are just the five stars you're listing?
Correct. Jet Washington, safety from Vegas, number one safety in the class. He's 6'5", 205.
And that's a big safety right there.
It's a big safety. Iheanacho, 6'7", 345 he actually is. Number two player in the class. Or number two player at his position, I should say. So, yeah. No, somebody did that in the chat, too, King. Booble did.
Impossible. It's impossible.
Jalen Lott.
How much longer are we giving this fad trend?
6'7"? Until at least the first of the year.
Yeah. Give it to, 12-31.
Yeah.
Once the ball drops, forget it. Thank you for mentioning that as well, Nutian. Jet Washington is Kobe Bryant's nephew. So it's a bloodline thing. With Sabrina being here, Kobe, you get it. He's got the hookup on the Sabrina fives, I think it's gonna be when he gets here. Yeah.
Man, so we're talking bloodlines and superior genes. We really are a fucking right wing podcast.
I was like, Jesus, bloodlines after I did superior genes. Damn, Stephen Miller, what the fuck you doing? Drop into the pod?
I don't like wearing jeans, so I don't know what you're talking about.
I haven't worn jeans since 2021.
Yeah, they're terrible.
At least
they're awful. Yeah,
no, and I did it to be like different, and I was like, oh, I don't like blue jeans.
They're terrible. They're uncomfortable.
They're terrible.
Yes.
Scratch that. I do wear like Carhartt jeans when I'm humping through the woods hunting.
You gotta protect your
legs. No, that makes sense.
But when you go to Texas Roadhouse, I know you're wearing a nice pair of chinos.
Oh, definitely a bolo tie.
Boots.
But no blue jeans. Yeah, blue jeans are just
come on. It's 2025, fellas.
I mean, you know, if it, I will say, like, I there was a trend, you know, I don't know, 5-10 years ago, and it was probably repeated 15 years ago, where people would pay like $250 for like well worn and beaten in blue jeans from like Abercrombie or The Gap or wherever. Probably well worth it in hindsight, because breaking in a pair of jeans, it's terrible.
The worst.
You walk around like the Tin Man. Yeah. Now I know why the Tin Man in this new Wicked movie is so upset, because he's fucking wearing blue, literally fucking wearing blue jeans all the time. It's got to be free, man.
So you're saying you wouldn't be a guy that, if you had money, disposable income, would you be a vintage denim guy? You know, getting those like, oh, this is my pair of Levi's from the 60s. Because you know that shit's broken in.
I can't say that I wouldn't be that bag, because I think I could be that bag. But they got to be like Luke Perry needed to wear those. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Paul
Newman had to wear
McQueen
those
jeans. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about. My dad used to wear those jeans. They were like, they were so worn in that they were like thin. They were almost like khakis. Yeah. In terms of how they felt.
They get soft. Yeah.
Soft jeans. If you give me some soft jeans, I'll wear those. Otherwise, they're fucking heavy and hard and the worst. Pass. Lincoln City 69 says, once Tom Hanks got the novel coronavirus, I stopped wearing jeans and I've never gone back.
I mean, you got to draw the line somewhere, and I think that's
it. That was a landmark day.
It was. He and his wife.
It really was.
Yeah.
He and his wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were like in Australia or something, right? Yeah.
We're in some random country. Like, oh, shit.
They're like, we're okay. We're in Australia. We're okay. Like,
so
we're
social distance.
Tom Hanks is gonna die.
what a fun
good times.
Good times. Let's see, where were we? I was going through the recruits. So they did get a wide receiver today who is considered by some a 5-star. Jalen Lott. He signed today, sent in his paperwork. He was like sort of wavering and ended up signing today. So he got that bag. Good for him.
I mean, do we really want 5 stars instead of 5-star pluses? I mean,
I know. Seriously.
God. What are we even doing here? He is he's the number 4 receiver in the class. All of this is according to 24/7, by the way. Kendre Harrison is the 5-star tight end. He's
the monster, right?
He's a monster. 6'7", 245. The kid who also plays basketball, too, by the way. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, go for it. Uh-huh. Number two tight end in the class. I don't know why they keep getting like you can't get the number one. Like, what are we doing, Dan? Like, number two and number three guys? What's your problem?
Soft.
Yeah. Some 4-stars. The number 3 interior offensive lineman, Tommy Tofi. The number 4 running back in the class, Tre'Davious Ball. The number 8 safety, Devin Jackson. The number 9 corner, Devon Benjamin, and Tony Cumberland from your Willamette Wolverines king. He is 4-star as well.
Wolverines.
Yep. I mean, just fucking, it's pretty crazy going down the list here and seeing not a dog in sight. Like, not a bum in sight. Again, we'll see. But Dan knows how to croot.
Well, yeah, like, all I got to say is, like, when anyone says, like, I mean, I would never say it.
Of course.
But some people say that Oregon doesn't invest NIL into winter sports or spring sports. Again, I would never say that. But if you want to say that, you're wrong. Because look at the investment Oregon put in to a December event. So Oregon clearly invests in NIL in December.
No.
So long as it's football.
So December to remember.
Yeah, but nothing else, you know. Yeah, it was a Toyota-thon day. It was a Honda days. Yeah, it was all that. It's good. I mean, I'm glad. It's the money maker for them.
Yeah,
it's fun. But you know, sometimes I'm like, you know, instead of that safety who might just leave, can we just recruit a shooting guard?
Just one shooting guard.
Can we get Dana one guard? Can we
just?
Can we invest in a forward who is not 6'7"?
Can we just? Oh, God, I'm not doing it again. I'm not doing it.
So also, you know, when all this went down was both Stein and Tosh leaving. I know we're not like huge recruit guys, but were you guys like, all right, were you thinking they're going to lose recruits? I mean, because those guys are two prolific recruiters.
No, just because I feel like Kentucky and Cal aren't.
That's, I said at least Kentucky is like.
Like, I think they might both. I think they might. They'll take a couple guys with them, you know, like depth pieces probably we don't give a shit about, but are good for Cal and Kentucky. So.
Stein took the Penn State job or the Ole Miss job kind of thing.
That would be a little
different story right?
I think the thought with Kentucky is, hey, they're SEC, so maybe that draws some kids over there. And Tosh has a five-star quarterback who he's inheriting, and so maybe he takes one of the receivers. You know what? Like, I think what this class, what's going to happen next is there will be players following them. But they're not going to be these guys. They're not going to be DeCorian Moore. They're not going to be Evan Stewart. They're not going to, you know, they're going to be Kyle Casper. You know, they're going to be Justice Lowe. You know, they're going to be guys like that. I mentioned wide receivers. I don't think that's going to hurt wide receivers. I think where that might hurt is on defense, because I do think guys will follow Tosh. Like, Tosh is awesome. Like, Tosh kicked ass the last couple years as Oregon's defensive coordinator. I think he's a really good recruiter. I think players are drawn to him. You know, what we think of him aside, I think players are drawn to him and players want to play for him. So I do think some guys might follow him. I don't think they're going to be like the starters. I think they're going to be like depth guys. And
we were saying we're not too worried about players going to an SEC school. Fucking Cal is.
It's the Bay Area. A program. It's the Bay Area. Yeah. Like, it doesn't suck. Like, Berkeley's campus doesn't suck.
Is Cal paying enough money where you could actually live in the Bay Area, though? That's the.
Yeah. No.
That's the rub.
They're not paying Tosh enough to live in the Bay Area.
did they come out with contracts at all for either guys?
5 years. That's all we found out for Tosh.
That's always five.
Yeah. I think the same for Stein, right?
And I just want to say, like, the thing about Tosh. Pretty standard. The thing about Tosh is, you know, again, I mentioned this in the Discord that, you know, if you go deep into, like, Duck Twitter or Duck message boards, they're like, Tosh hasn't called the plays in all 3 years. It's Chris Hampton, you know. You missed me with that stuff.
Yeah, stop it.
I think it's dumb. If we did not have, like, young, like, 28-year-old Tosh being, like, a frat boy at UW, or Tosh faking injuries famously against Oregon in that game, and but was that 2010, the year they made the title?
It was it was like 2009, right? The game where LaMichael
was it the Rose Bowl year?
Yeah.
No.
Which game was it where LaMichael did the that last the long ass drive at the end of the game, and LaMichael like. That was 2009, yeah,
It was 2009. Okay. It doesn't matter. Then it went to the Rose Bowl title. It doesn't matter. Okay. But, you know, if you don't have him faking injuries or going to UW later and being like, that was a bad culture at UW. But, you know, Sark was in a bad place.
Then he goes to Bama and it basically saves his career, you know?
Like, it does, but even people are like, well, he only called plays for a year at Bama. And it's like, well, yeah, that was like the factory, you know, whatever. But Tosh has been better. Like, Tosh is better than the general public thinks. Like, do I want to say he's a top five coordinator? Like, I don't know if I could say that. He's definitely top 15. Yeah. If you tell me he's number nine...
Coordinator is a little different than being a head coach, though.
I'm just saying, if we did not see him as a young person in weird situations, that would be considered a slam dunk hire.
Yes.
After what he's done at Oregon and even what he did, you know, like, oh, he was at the Jags and the Browns and Alabama. But everyone holds shit from, you know, like the Bush administration almost against him.
Literally 15 years ago. Yeah.
It was so long ago.
My child wasn't born yet.
Yeah, like it's the same.
I have a child.
I taught. Speaking of which, I taught my kid about that reference the other day. We were in the car. It's like, I have a child. It's like, what the fuck did you just say? Okay, I'm like, it's from Titanic, dude. Watch a movie.
Hopefully, they get very interested in Billy Zane now.
Yeah. Yes.
Go watch Sniper. Go watch Zoolander.
Let's go down a Billy Zane rabbit hole.
Yes.
I don't know if Tosh is going to be a good head coach. I know he's a really good motivator. I don't know if he's a really good delegator. I don't know if he's a good like program organizer. We'll find out. But
it's Cal though. Bar's
again,
low right now.
Again, he is a really good recruiter and motivator. So he's going to kick ass at speeches, and he's going to kick ass at bringing in talent. It depends on who he hires as his coordinators, if they're actually going to be good or not. And they're in the fucking ACC, so it's going to be easy. Like,
I think he has more job security than Dan Lanning does. I mean, God, Wilcox had been fired, what, before the pandemic?
Yeah.
At least. Yeah.
They really dragged that out, man. Like,
they literally fired Wilcox this year for a year that he's had pretty much every year. Like, we'll get to six wins.
Well, they were like,
we don't.
He finally got the quarterback. He's finally going to take that next step, and he didn't.
He did.
And they're like, okay, bye.
Playing out of Indiana now.
Right, like, he
got the quarterback.
Like, I think Wilcox, I think it was a head coach for 9 years, maybe it was 10. He never had a season over 500.
Nope.
Yeah, isn't that ever. Crazy?
A lot of 6-6 games going to a bowl game in, you know, Tucson or, you know, Orlando, but it's not, you know, that Orlando. It's like the Tangerine Bowl. And they would always lose and just go 6-7.
Or the Bahamas Bowl, right? Like, isn't
that the Survivors Blue Heart Bowl in Dallas, you know, and they always they'd lose and go 6-7.
Yeah, nice. I mean, sometimes you gotta hang your hat on some nice like a pinstripe bowl win.
Yeah.
Shout out to Notre Dame.
Yep. good call out by Netian in the chat. The all-time great quote from Tosh when asked what he does the night before a game. Study film, eat dinner, make love to his wife. All time. It's an all-timer.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's not a boxer. He can get those legs wobbly if he wants. Well,
sure can.
We have. I mean, history is on the side. Like, the meatheads have been making a comeback as
they
head
have.
Coaches.
They have.
So.
Thank you, Dan Campbell, right? Like,
yep.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Would you qualify Dan as a meathead?
Absolutely. Biting kneecaps? Okay. Like, what are we talking about?
No. Dan Lanning.
Oh,
Dan
Lanning. Oh. Okay. Ooh.
Is he a mix between, like, a bro and a meathead?
He's definitely a bro.
Yeah.
So, like, yes. I don't think
he's a meathead. I think Mario is a meathead.
No, he's a bro. Yes. And I think the reason I say yes is because this guy does a lot of studying, and he does a lot of like motivation through using outside sources. But those sources are bro movies. And so like remember Chip? Chip was a reader. Chip would like use quotes, and he'd bring in these like philosophical speakers and all that shit. Like,
yeah.
Dan's showing Inglourious Bastards and giving Bryce Betcher a baseball bat. Like, that's bro shit. Like,
yeah, that is there is the difference. Dan is shoot them Nazis, and Chip was water the bamboo.
Yes, what does iron sharpens iron? Remember, like
and Dan is shoot them, shoot them.
Yeah. Like, hit him in the fucking head with a baseball bat. We're not about that glitz. We're about kicking your fucking ass.
What percentage do you put it at that Lanning came up with the Tiananmen shirt?
What?
Yeah.
Wait, Tiananmen. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Do you not see their post-game fucking shirts they were wearing?
Oh, the Caucasian
square.
Shirts?
I thought you were going Tiananmen Square there.
You were Tiananmen. Too. I'm like, what the fuck?
Tiananmen.
Tiananmen. Okay.
Tiananmen.
Okay.
Those are like, fun shirts.
I was like,
that seems like a...
Like a picture of Betcher standing in front of the tank? Is that what you're saying, Ski? Like
Betcher is the tank, my friend.
Yes, he is.
We're the tank.
We're the tank.
No,
they think they want rights. No. They think they want basic human rights. We'll show them we're right.
we're not just right.
Long live communism, right?
Yeah.
You're the moral. We're the tank. They're the moral. We're the bomb.
Oh my god! All right, dog, get away. We're talking ducks. Go away. Okay, so Stein leaves, Tosh leaves, Oregon signs the number two class in the country. There was something else that happened. Oh yeah, Oregon beat Washington. Yeah, so so that did happen.
That little thing.
It's fun. It's, you know, Twitter is a cesspool. I don't partake in it. The only time I ever see tweets is when people post them in our Discord, which, by the way, Sports Brewery in our Discord, if you want to join in on that.
Lay out for a sec.
Laying out.
Oregon beat Washington.
In our world, we battle more academically prowess teams.
Well, that's not your world anymore.
Listeners, I just did suck it, listeners, in case you were wondering. Caucasian Collision Unit. Thank you, Booble. Yes, that was on the T-shirt of Betcher and Thieneman. After they beat Washington, Twitter sucks. I don't go on Twitter. The only time I see tweets is when people share them in our Discord. It's been interesting watching the fallout of Washington fans, like sort of not owning the fact that Oregon is better than them. Like,
Brock, I mean, did you watch the game? I mean, Washington dominated that game. They were the better team in all facets. I mean, what were you watching?
They were just like a couple of explosion plays away from being right.
Yeah. Maybe if the refs didn't fuck them, they were a better team.
That's a good point.
If DeMond Williams throws a good ball instead of a moon ball, maybe that's a touchdown and not a pick in the end zone.
Yo, that last pick to Thieneman was like the worst pass I've ever seen in my life. Like, that was amazing. It was a punt. Like, I know you're trying to make a play or whatever, but it was a fucking punt. And the receiver was like 15 yards away. That was awesome.
Yeah, that's the illusion that he's actually a good safe in coverage safety.
Oh yeah,
with these interceptions from I'll give it to him.
First team Big Ten, right? His first team Big Ten safety.
I will give it to him. He is a above average tackler for a safety.
He's good instincts.
He is middling at best in coverage. But hey. Right place, right time. That's what he is, right?
I think our stance now is that Tosh was putting him in the wrong positions. Now that Tosh isn't here,
and I'm glad he's out of town.
Glad he's gone.
But you can't be saying that. Yeah. I thought it was Samples was putting him in the wrong position.
Yeah, Sam.
Sorry. Yeah, get it right.
Hampton.
Yeah.
So that's sort of the inclination, right? Is that Samples is going to be the next OC. And,
or manager.
Okay. Or the tight ends coach / assistant head coach, manager.
Do you guys like that? Promoting within instead of going and getting...
Well, I mean, okay. No, in general, because of the history Oregon has with hiring internal. Like, it has not gone super well.
It was 25 years of doing that.
But also... I kind of trust Dan, like, at this point. Dan has earned our trust until he breaks it, right? So if that's what Dan decides, then okay, let's see.
But also, you're Dan Lanning at Oregon right now with maybe the most buzz you could have at Oregon. You could pretty much go get any available OC and DC you want.
But they're all getting hired as head coaches right now.
They currently are.
So that's
the
thing.
Or you could take the flyer. You could take a flyer like you did on Stein. You could go get. I put it in our Discord. You go get the OC from North Texas, who has the highest top ranked offense in the country. Who's 33. You want to keep that trend of young OCs and stuff like that. That's what you do.
Young OC, you're going to have for 2 or 3 years before he becomes a head coach. Like, yeah, no, I'm with it.
That's generally what I
like to see from Oregon is going and getting and finding the best young talent. That's what Dan was. Like Dan exactly. Lanning that's was the best young guy, and that's why we're fucking so happy, is because they didn't go out and get Wilcox, right? They didn't. They didn't hire some dork from within.
Would, ooh, like, all right, this is. Ooh, I don't know. Would you guys want Wilcox as the DC?
Ooh,
no.
Go
get
good answer.
Go get Jimmy Lake.
Good answer.
Go get Jimmy Lake.
Good answer.
What the hell is he?
Guys, we could get Wilcox and Chip Kelly right now as coordinators.
You guys. I actually had a friend say Chip Kelly's available, and I was like, fuck you, dude.
No, fuck you, I just dude. Know that's, yeah, I'm like,
fuck
that
you,
will end in disaster.
On the Ducks rivals board, I just know there's like, well, you know, Chip Kelly, he's getting paid by the Raiders. No, it's not a big contract they're going to sign him to. No.
But the answer
also,
is no.
I mean, you just listed off all the 5-star recruits that are coming in next year. Don't you kind of want to give like a big splash with a hire, maybe?
They're already here.
They're already here.
They signed. Yeah. But they can leave. I mean, we've seen that happen before.
Yeah, I know they can.
Yeah. So that's sort of the line you have to draw, right? Is do you go with the guy who they know? Because they weren't necessarily recruited by Stein. Like, they were probably recruited by a position coach. So do you hire one of those position coaches to do the play calling and stuff like that? Or
do you bring in
somebody else from the outside who you got to sell them on? Which, if somebody's selling something, it's Dan Lanning.
If you promote within, usually that means you're going to keep the same system. Do you guys like this Stein offense that they've been running, or do you want to mix it up?
I feel like it'll be rather adjacent. Like, we're not going to come out.
Not going to change a ton.
September 1st against Boise or whoever they're playing and be like, wait a minute. They're running the triple option?
Yeah. Or what's that high school offense where they run nothing but reverses and sometimes they do passes off the reverses? Like, that's it. That's all they run.
I think the scheme will be rather similar, whoever they pick, you know, whether it's internal or external. I would prefer an external hire, but same. That's just me. I have no idea if Drew Maringer would be great or bad, but to me, I'm like kind of tight ends coach.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got passed over once for the job, and maybe, you know, that's not to say he couldn't do it, but to me,
that's the... like,
Yeah.
Tight ends, because you know, there's kind of a thing about offensive line coaches are never creative when they become head coaches, and we saw that with Mario.
We sure did.
And it's a stereotype, and even in the NFL, Mike Vrabel, even though the Patriots are fucking like a fraudulent 11-1, whoever the fuck they are,
that schedule is just
very schedule. Much. Jesus fucking Christ! But they're not exactly like electrifying on offense, even if Drake May looks really, really good. You know what I mean?
You mean MVP Drake May?
Sure. I mean, yeah, sure. But yeah, so I'd rather hire someone external. But if Maringer is the guy, okay, I guess I got to give Dan the benefit of the doubt on that one.
Question from the chat for both of you. I'll answer too. Fuck, marry, kill Marcus Arroyo, Alex Mirabal, or Mark Helfrich? Fuck, marry, kill.
As Oregon OC or as just the person?
Yeah. I'm marrying Mark Helfrich. Like, without question. Mark Helfrich, solid dude. Like, he'll take care of the family. He'll have a solid job. You know what I mean? Like, he'll bring home the bacon. So I can be a stay-at-home mom like I want to be. Arroyo's getting fucked. Like, absolutely. That guy's gorgeous. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's an attractive man. Yeah.
Okay, you're fucking it up here. We're a right-wing podcast. You can't say that.
Yeah, seriously.
You're supposed to be saying kill Arroyo. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Well, how about this? I'm killing the midget. Mirabal. Is that better?
Jeez, dropping M-bombs. Jesus.
Yeah, damn. Yeah, this is This isn't, yeah, like,
what are we doing? This is a right wing podcast, what, is it not?
That's why, that's the, even for a right wing podcast, that's Y2K.
A white wing podcast.
A white wing podcast.
Whoops. Fender says, marry Mirabal, shoot the other two. Shoot Helfrich?
I mean, shoot all three is a good option, but.
You're going to shoot Mark Helfrich? He's such a nice guy.
Yeah.
I would kill Arroyo because, goddamn, running out of the pistol.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I would fuck Helfrich because, hey, won a Rose Bowl, got the title game. And I would marry Mirabal because. Do you know how tiring it is to be married to a 6-foot woman? Like, I want someone way shorter than me. I want someone so short. It's exhausting marrying a tall woman. They're just tall, yeah. And it's annoying.
Yeah.
It's bad. It's just a bad look. I don't like it. I should have rethought that.
You should have rethought that.
I always can. There's an option to rethink.
That is true. That is true.
That's awesome. All right, so any takes on the Washington game? I mean, I think I'm pretty tired of, and I'm never gonna have to hear it again, of Washington saying that Coleman's good. He stinks, and I think we've, yeah, Fender King going death by snoo-snoo. Yeah.
Is Washington's front maybe better than we thought? Is that why the run game maybe didn't?
The spirit
is willing, but the body is spongy and bruised.
I will give UW's front credit for being better.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say that their white little scrappy safety, number 17 or something, he had hyphenated
McMillan
last name.
Or something like that?
I don't remember, but he was so good. I will give him credit. He was so good at just diagnosing the pullers and just going down and just crashing into them like it was a kamikaze mission.
Yeah.
And he has been blowing them up.
Yeah.
He was the edge of the defense against a wing tee, just
kind of
get rid of those guys early.
Yeah, just got rid of them. Just bang. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to, and again, I really haven't said anything negative about the offensive line in like well over a month because they're so banged up that like I'm not going to harp on anything. The only thing I would harp on is something you loved, where it was Harkey drives a guy 37 yards. When it's like a 3-point game in the fourth quarter, it's like, okay, not the right time, dude, because you rushed the ball 48 times for 96 yards. Yeah. Maybe do that on the field of play.
No,
it's a tone setter in the fourth quarter. No, you do that in the first.
No. So some of that was tongue in cheek.
I know.
I generally do love that shit. Like guys finishing blocks out of bounds and shoving a dude into the fucking ground. Like I love that shit. It's Oregon against Washington and it's Harkey. And so I sort of love it even more. The penalty was dumb. Like you can't get that penalty.
Yeah, was it dumb?
You really
can't. I mean, like,
yeah.
And like point. I hopped in the Discord and said what I said, but like I wasn't like irate. I was just because I knew they were going to win anyway.
Yes.
All right,
but
so,
I was like,
so
was
you
like,
guys,
it's a little close. It's a little close late enough to where.
So when Washington scores and cuts it to what was it, 5?
Yeah.
With like 8 or 9 minutes left, you were.
I was good.
Not worried
you
at all.
You want to know why?
I wasn't worried.
You want to know why? It's because Oregon has the best kicker in the country, Ski. That's why. Is because Oregon has the most clutch, perfect field goal kicker that they've ever had in their history, Ski.
So you wanted like a 6-minute drive that resulted in a field goal
going up eight. Going up 8 points? You're goddamn right I did. Get that guy.
Probably would have been more demoralizing than what they did to him.
Giving up
honest.
5 field goals to Automaticus Sappington? Oh, come on. That 51 yarder was good by like 3 inches. That was awesome. That was awesome. It went like straight down over the thing.
It was as short as you could kick a ball without actually hitting
literally
the post.
It's so funny. Like Brandon Aubrey in the game tonight in the NFL kicked a 63 yarder and like nobody gave a shit. Like he's like, yeah, 63. That's his 7th 60 plus yard field goal. It's like, oh, all right. And Sappington's like barely like. Duck Duck Chef said it in our Discord too. Like, he and I would watch Sappington warm up before games this year, and he would go out to 50 and 55. 50, he was right there. You basically what you saw during the game. He's like right there. 55, he's short every single time. He 51 literally is his limit, and he did it perfectly against Washington.
Was that the longest field goal in Oregon history?
Can't be. No way.
What kicker in Oregon history do you think would hit something 50 plus?
It's probably some like stupid Tommy Thompson field goal in like 1989.
Shy Huntington and the Ots. That's what I'm thinking.
I mean, when guys hit like a 45 yarder and everyone's like, oh man, yeah, guy's got a monster He's leg.
Definitely a toe puncher, like for sure. Yeah.
Toe puncher with the like rubber pad on the front that you booted it with.
Absolutely. You had the special shoe. Yep. Absolutely.
Well, Tommy Thompson was a no-shoe kicker, by the way.
He was. Barefoot dude. Jared Siegel, 59-yarder against UCLA in 2002.
Siegel?
Yeah.
Damn.
59? I don't remember that.
That marine air in Pasadena lifted it.
2002?
It made it 36 miles inward, but yeah, whatever.
That's wild. I'm trying to ignore my dog. Adley Rushman hit a 63-yarder in high school, Nutian. Cool fucking story.
Yeah, thanks, bro.
Yeah, thanks for that Oregon State stat, bro. Like, who fucking cares? You gonna tell me some more, like, Baltimore Orioles stats here while we're at it? Like, you fucking dork.
Yeah, something about Nick Mark. They've got a Nick Markakis stat line you we could
dork.
Get here.
You dork.
Little Cedric Mullins. You got something on him? Come on.
He says he's from Sherwood. Oh, I'm supposed to care about Sherwood now? Like, don't they run the fucking wing T? Like, what are we doing here, Nutian? Like,
I was trying to think of obscure Orioles references. I couldn't.
David Segee.
David Segee. Yeah, I guess so. It's
David Segee.
Good one.
Let's see. So, I think the big play was Benson. So
you said you wanted the field goal. That was a fucking backbreaker.
It absolutely was. I don't know that any of us knew that he was that fast. Like that was crazy. Like there were four guys in position to tackle him and he just split them. I know we've seen speed at Oregon before, obviously, but that was bonkers. So, you know, I'm coming up with hypotheticals here because we got like the playoff coming up, which Oregon's probably going to host unless some weird shit happens and they get in the get a bye.
They're hosting, you know. Or I mean, I guess the only I don't see how they get the bye.
They would need Tech and Georgia to lose, I think. And I don't see it.
Tech, maybe they would drop. They're not dropping Georgia out.
Yeah,
I know I know ESPN's trying to push that if Alabama wins, they get into that bye slot. I don't buy it.
Yeah. Yeah,
I just don't.
So what I was going to say, though, like, is what happens to Benson when so presumably Moore and Stewart are supposed to come back, right? Like, Stewart was already supposed to come back. So playoff wise, like,
I don't buy it.
OK,
Bryant, is he
Bryant too? So what happens to Benson? All three of them come back. Benson has fucking killed it the last like month.
Well, How surprised have you guys been with Benson and McClellan?
McClellan, too, yeah.
Like, McClellan has looked pretty good the last three games.
Okay, yeah,
he was a four-star. Like, he's a good player. Like,
we gotta bring that up. The McClellan incompletion. Was that a catch?
Yeah.
If it was a catch on the field, I don't think you overturn it.
So that's the new rule, right? Like, the ball can hit the ground if it doesn't move, like if it is secure throughout the catch, then it's a catch. And it didn't fucking move. Pinned against his helmet the whole fucking play, didn't move. He pulled it away and it was in his hand and didn't move. Like, that's a catch. That is a catch. That's the fucking definition of a catch. Like, Big Ten refs, man. God, I thought we were done. Like, I thought when Oregon joined the Big Ten, we were done with this Pac-12 bullshit. Like, God damn it.
No, it's refs are never. They're still refs. They're always going to be bad.
Yep. Yep. Okay, trying to think of other Duck football stuff before we get into like Lions.
I think we can wrap up Duck football. They're okay. Going to be the 4 or 5 seed. Whatever.
We got 3 weeks minimum until the next game, possibly 4.
Yeah, so we'll have more chances to talk about stuff that we missed. All right,
my only comment is I think it's not a new thing. People could say it last year too. Like, you can craft a way where being the 5 or 6 seed in any given year is just better than being.
If, that, if, you, if you get that, if you get that matchup against a weaker team,
right? Like,
four seed,
like
if, it's
yeah. If Oregon gets Virginia or Duke or James Madison or whatever, they're just going to roll them. And then you hope the team you play, you know, the next round is, I guess this year, probably Texas Tech. Even though I think they're good, like I do think they're good. They're not Texas Tech because NIL has changed them from just being Texas Tech. I just think it's crazy that we're still doing this thing where being the one seed isn't actually necessarily like a complete built-in advantage.
Really, I mean, of all the teams that could potentially that are in or could potentially make it, how many teams do you actually really look at and be like, don't want to face you until the championship?
Ohio.
Is that it? Does Georgia?
No, I think Oregon could definitely lose to Georgia. Like, saying otherwise would be ridiculous. But you think
you think it's not like, you know, going into playing at Ohio State in the playoff last year was like, oh, God, why?
Yeah, and like even like Indiana, you know.
I'm not worried about Indiana.
I mean, like, they could beat Oregon. They could beat them again. But my thing is, like, I think this year only Ohio State is the team where I'm like, man, that's going to take, like.
A perfect game.
That's going to take some stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, some shit's going to have to go down. Yeah, so I'm like. Ohio State, yes. I think Notre Dame could beat Oregon, yes. I think
they could lose to anyone. Well, almost anyone.
Yeah, Indiana.
But...
truly. Texas Tech could probably beat them.
We play bad.
We've seen Oregon at their worst, and it was against Indiana. And so if Dante Moore specifically plays like he did against Indiana, then Oregon's going to lose. Like,
yeah, and that was a game they could have won with a bounce going their way.
Yeah.
Blatant to the game.
If they had any offense whatsoever in that game, they win. Yeah, without question. They got a pick six and tied the game in the fucking fourth quarter. They easily should have won that game. But Dante Moore was awful in that game, and they decided not to run the ball. So, you know.
But, I mean, yeah, why? Why would you not want the five? The 5 seed is the best seed. Yes. Like I said, the Ducks are going to be almost a 3 favorite score against whoever they would play as the 12 seed.
And a home game in December. Let's go.
And the 4th seed is usually the one that you're like, you kind of have to put in as a bye because they won their title game and, you know, they have 0 or no losses. But they're the weakest of the teams. Like Texas Tech should not be a top 4 seed if you just looked at them without, like, the records and everything, like, talent-wise or not. That's what you want.
How great would it be? So if Duke wins, the ACC doesn't get a team in, right?
Most likely.
Yeah. So how great would
they could
be,
they could
the
theoretically like just, jump Duke ahead of Tulane James or James Madison, whatever it is.
I think Tulane is too
North
high.
Texas was North Texas the other one.
I think they'd have to jump James Madison, but.
I mean, Virginia is not a worry either. The Virginia's might as well be those other schools.
No. Yes, correct.
Yeah. So
yeah, let's before, do you, your thing real quick, and then let's do lines. Yeah.
And then this is just I would just want to do 60 seconds. Oregon men's basketball. Man, get a second shooter. Like it's incredible.
Get one.
Yeah, Shellstad should be. I do think Shellstad will correct it because 3 games ago he was shooting like 27%, and now he's finally hit 30, which is still not good.
Oh,
but he did hit like 5 threes against USC, so I think he'll get out of it. I don't think it's going to be enough because they're 4-4. They're going to UCLA. They're going to be 4-5. They'll win their next 3 and be 7-5, and they hop right into Big Ten play, like officially Big
real,
Ten play.
Real, yeah.
Yeah, like, and it's not going to go great. And granted, maybe Biddle comes back on Saturday and everything kind of changes. I think this is the earliest I've looked at a team and been like, and some of this is conference change, you know, I'm like, I don't know if they're going to make the tournament. I don't know if they can win 20 games.
They're bad.
They can't make shots. They're not great finishers around the hoop either. Yes.
And like the crazy thing about, for anyone who watched the USC game, is they shot the lights out in the first half. You know, they were just great, great, great. Second half comes, USC comes back, and this was such a fucking killer. And I don't have the time exactly right, but it was like with 2.5 minutes left, Oregon was down like 2, I think. And they got the ball, and they had a possession, and Shellstad just was not involved. And the guy, I cannot remember his name. He's a guard. New Simpkins? Guy. I don't think it was Simpkins. It may have been. But he's shooting like 20% from three. He had a wide open three, and he didn't take it. Okay. And they swing it around. They swing it around. They end up not getting a good shot. They miss it. SC comes back, gets fouled. I think misses both free throws, gets the rebound, runs clock out, and then hits a three. And it was that those two possessions, because of a foul in there, it was took a minute and 10 seconds off the clock. And so all of a sudden you went from like 2 minutes and 20 seconds to now it's like you're at 40 seconds. You're now down like 6 or whatever it was. Like there was such a swing there in just not being aware that, again, the guy, I can't remember his name. He's probably would have missed the three anyway, but it was like, shoot the three, man. But also Shellstad, you have to be the guy on that possession to shoot the ball or create. And it was such a disappearing act. It was just, he is having that Peyton Pritchard junior year, which is just not great. Because
I mean, last year was a Peyton Pritchard sophomore year where you're after the freshman, you're like, all right, he's going to make that big jump. And he flatlined.
He had big moments last year. I will give him that. He had like 4 or 5 big shots and moments. But and I said this last year when like they win that 5-game funk where they were all close losses for the most part. And I was like, dude, just drive, create contact, and do your little step back and just shoot a mid-range jumper. Just be aggressive. He's just not aggressive. And if he's not aggressive, Oregon has no chance to make the tourney this year. No chance.
None.
And it's, you know, it's December 4th, and that sucks. But, you know, Oregon doesn't care about
it. Are we gonna have to get into
Biddle back too? I mean
I'm saying, yeah.
We give Biddle shit, but he's the cog in their offense.
If Biddle played on Tuesday, they beat USC.
Yeah.
Because they got I'm just one set of eyes. I didn't realize how badly they got beat on like the boards and stuff in that game. Cause it was mostly,
they don't have any bigs.
Yeah. Right. And they were bad in the paint. Biddle plays, they win that game and they still might not make the tournament. It's not like that was the swing game, but yeah, it's just, it's a disappointing thing. And the crowd was not actually bad on Tuesday, you know, the crowd was there. It was only 7,000, but people were into it. And team, it just doesn't look good this year. And we don't need to do the Fire Altman thing yet, but
unlike the women's team, who is fucking phenomenal this year.
Right, because we could have we probably should have fired Kelly Graves for the guy the guy being like, I'm just gonna live in Black Butte and Scottsdale 9 months out of the year and not do any recruiting.
Yep.
That trick he pulled for about 2 years would not fly at, again, this is a toxic masculinity alert. Woo, woo, would not fly as a D1 men's coach. Yeah. It just would not fly.
Yeah. I think he was reaching the end of that rope. And I think he
was.
It.
Yeah. And hey, and they beat the shit out of Oregon State so well last night, the women's team.
Yeah.
That Scott Roode again is like, I will not play this game for at least 3 years.
Don't want to play Oregon ever again. Yeah.
I will. No, he said give him 2 years. But he's like, there's a good faith effort, in-state rivalry. you know, whatever, but I will not play this for at least two more recruiting cycles.
Good. Yeah, yeah.
Is this the official end of Oregon State? Like, once they're women, like women's bat, what? Because baseball's probably going to be right on the heels too of.
They're still expecting to win the WCC. So, so they'll still make the tourney, but they're not going to be any sort of like a threat.
They're like like they were being.
Yeah. No. Yep.
All right, let's do lines.
Lines, everywhere.
Lines. He's in lines. And Skeety's doing lines. He's got the lines. Lines.
Well, yeah.
The thing's getting real fucking toit.
Hey, you guys, let's talk about favorite Thanksgiving foods. You guys got any good Thanksgiving food takes? Okay, no, let's do it.
Let me say something that no one else has ever said. Hey, turkey, you can be dry.
You put enough gravy on that thing. Who cares anyways? Am I right?
Stuffing. Go cram yourself.
cranberry. All right. Sorry, Ski. Go for it.
Right. King, you had 7 points last week.
God damn.
Braga, you had 6 points.
Not as good.
First of all, man, I like vagina. That's points. One thing I like.
No, good for you. That's cool.
Purdue's offense.
You gotta watch out for
Boilers.
Yeah, watch out for those Boilermakers.
Anything.
They're making yards, boys.
Braga, you currently are in sole possession of first place. 84 points. King, you are now one back. 83 points. I am two back. 82 points. Anyone's ball game.
Yeet!
Anyone's ball game. So
yeah, yeet Skeet back to fucking last place in these standings. Am I right?
Hey, good news for me.
Rosa Parks, your ass. Get to the back of that damn bus.
Back of the standings bus.
Well, good news for me. Purdue is no longer playing football this season. So
sounds like a skill issue. There. Get good.
We got 5 games. I just picked the 5 games that actually matter for the playoffs. So first one, North Texas. 2.5 point favorites against Tulane. Who's going to ride that wave? Who's riding that wave?
Boys, I might watch that game. I might actually watch this game. I got to see North Texas. I got to see Oregon's next future coordinator. You know what I'm saying?
What I'm saying, man.
What's North Texas's like name? Are they the Armadillos?
No,
they're not the Texas State Armadillos.
Okay.
I believe they're the Eagles.
Eagles.
And they have completely stolen and botched and mutated Oregon's wing helmets. They're just it's like a litany of really small wings.
I'm gonna take Oregon's next OC and give me North Texas.
Give me those Eagles too.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, this fucking coward picking last with the lead. Oh, yeah. North Texas sounds good.
Motherfucker, I pick first like all the time. All right, go for it. I'll pick first the rest of the way.
All right. Next game, BYU, 13.5 point dogs against Tech.
BYU?
Kalani Sitake, by the way, staying at BYU, getting paid like $2 million a year or some shit. Yeah. Like, it's crazy. I'm going to take Texas Tech to, I'm going to take Texas. Yes. Tech. Yes.
Yeah. I'll take Tech as well because I watched them play earlier this year and BYU was...
Is Tech actually good?
Yeah,
are they actually good?
Their defense is legitimately good.
Legit.
Yeah, they got so many transfer guys on defense that.
Yeah.
Like, what would you think? Maybe a pick'em, damn close to a pick'em against the Ducks.
Under a field goal. I did see a line today that Oregon would be in the top 10. Outside of Ohio State, because they'd be underdogs, and Indiana. So, but out of those two, the rest of the top 10, Oregon was a half-point favorite on a neutral field over Tech, and they were a four-point favorite over everyone else, even like everyone Georgia else. And, yeah.
Got to figure Indiana had to be maybe 2.5.
It was 2.5. Ohio State was like 5, something like that.
Yeah, man, that all tracks.
Yeah.
I love this conversation in the chat right now. Fender says, anyone else see Braga as a ginger Stanley Tucci? And then Booble says he sees more Tom Hiddleston. I'll take Tom Hiddleston.
Tom Hiddleston?
Loki, baby, right? I'll take that. I don't look like him at all,
fucking Tucci gang is at least fucking, like, bald. And
yeah.
Is this because you're wearing a scarf?
It's the scarf. It fully gives away the Tucci.
Yeah. I'm gonna write a cookbook.
Like you look like you should be drinking a glass of wine in fucking Tuscany right now.
Absolutely right. I should be. I totally agree with you.
Dad
and stepmom officially moved to Spain. Day before Thanksgiving. They are living in Spain now. So I should probably just go with them at some point.
Eventually.
And inherit their place when they die in Spain.
Gotta keep it in the family.
In Spain.
Spain.
All right. I guess we'll go straight to the SAC because that's where fucking the only football that matters is being played. Georgia 2.5 favorite against Alabama.
Alabama. That's my thinkjinx.com underdog of the week. Is Alabama. By the way, thinkjinx.com in the new year, starting that cat food, so keep an eye out for that. I don't know if I told you guys yet, I upped his intake amount of the food because he's a big boy now. He's very tall now, and so he's getting bigger. He weighs more. I got to give him more food. So I stopped measuring. I used to measure out like a cup and a half, and now I just fucking dunk the whole thing in there and just feed it to him. He's a big boy. He's a big boy. Put some meat on those skinny bones.
Is this the first real conference championship game where one team kind of really needs to win to for sure be in / maybe get a better seed, and the other one doesn't really matter as long as they come out healthy kind of thing?
Is that sort of Oregon and Penn State last year? Like, Oregon didn't need to win.
I feel like they could have dropped Oregon out of the top four if they lost.
Mm-hmm. No.
They don't like Oregon.
I don't think...
No, but they do protectionism of the conference championship games. So
Georgia loses, you're saying they're still top four?
No, I think they'll drop out.
I think they will, too.
You think they're not going to put in... Are they going to put Alabama in, then?
Insane. Oh, we're gonna raise you 6 spots.
It's like the unwritten rule. If
SEC
you
has to get
think about not having an SEC school in the getting a bye, you know,
I think they bump Oregon up if that happens. I think Oregon bumps up as much as we don't want them to. Like, Oregon definitely bumps into the top four.
I do not see an SEC school not getting a bye.
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
So, I think I'm gonna take Georgia. I don't think Bama's that good.
I want to pick Georgia with every fiber of my body. They're a better team. Alabama cannot run the ball. Alabama can kind of stop the run. They're fine on that, but they cannot run the ball. The Oklahoma game and the Auburn game last week, they're doing games where they have like 260 yards of total offense, Alabama, and it's all through the air. It's inefficient, and they lost one, they won one. And if Cam Coleman doesn't fumble, maybe they lose. Kirby Smart, I believe, is 1-7 against Alabama. Now, his one win was in the national title game where they kind of kicked their ass in the second half, so that's a big one. Fuck. I'm going to pussy out. I'm picking Georgia. It sucks. That sucks. Sucks for me.
I mean, that
I can't see Bama doing it twice when they don't have the DNA to do it twice.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
They don't have the coach, but I'm picking them anyways.
All right, I guess we're going to the ACC. Duke is only a 3.5-point underdog against Virginia.
Whoa.
And I am taking Duke because I think it's funny as my Think Jinx pick of the week. Because I want to see an ACC school make the tournament. It'd be hilarious. It'd be so hilarious. Great. The crying from Miami fans is going to be spectacular.
Oh my god, I want it so bad. I'm taking Virginia. Yep.
You know, when I think of college football, I think of chaos. When I think of college football, I think of things that don't make sense. When I think of football, I think of postseason decisions from whether it's a computer or an AP writer or a committee that makes everyone upset. So I think on Saturday in Charlotte at Bank of America Stadium, presented by Dr. Pepper, your, mine, America, Honduras's, Venezuela's, Duke Blue Devils walk in there in front of 27,000 fans and beat the 10-2 Hoos of Virginia. Duke, lowly Duke, can we think of the students of Duke? How could they ever do anything? They are my Think Jinx underdog of the week. Darian Mensah. I'm trying to think of another Duke player.
Some might call him the Messiah.
I don't have one. Darian Mensah, Carlos Boozer, Trajan Langdon. They're walking right in to Charlotte, and they're coming out winners.
Alaska's finest, Trajan Langdon.
Trajan Langdon and Boozer.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true. By the way, it has been so rich hearing people complain about the selection committee this week. Like, this is exactly what you wanted. You bitched for fucking years about the BCS. Oh, we're letting these computers do it, these formulas. They don't see the games, like
math nerds.
You know, like, you gotta let them do it on the field, right? That's literally what they would say. They didn't do it on the field. Like, this, they fucking beat them. That's supposed to matter more. You can't put that in the computer. And then they're doing the same fucking thing. They're humans.
Like arthritis more than arithmetic.
They're humans. They're biased. They don't watch games. That's why the computer was brought up in the first place. It's because it was humans who didn't watch games and fucking voted for these teams they never fucking saw and underrated them and overranked the teams they did see. Fuck, it's the same thing it was before, and now you're bitching about it again. You know what we should do? You know what we should do? We should put all the results in a formula and put that all and then spit it out. That way, there's not going to be any of this SEC bias, or, you know what I mean? That way, Duke can't get in. You know what I mean? Like, hey, Miami, man, should,
hey,
be,
man,
in.
Let me tell you. Every 4 years, I don't trust Nate Silver. I don't trust him further than I can spit him. But you want to know what? The computers, let me tell you, the model with Alabama higher than number 10. Let me tell you that much right now. It's a computer. Nate Silver's model may be bad, but let me tell you, I trust computers on that one. Uh-huh. The tide would rise higher than number 10, let me tell you.
I trust Nate Silver's computer. I don't trust Nate Silver. Absolutely not.
Not even a little bit.
All right, Ski, you can move on.
Oh, got one more here, and before I bring up something hilarious. So we'll go with this
we'll
first.
We'll be the judge of that. Yep.
Final game, Big Ten Championship. The Ohio State, 4.5-point favorites against Indiana.
I am having a hard time with this one.
I'll make it easy. My pick is the Ohio State star pick.
Okay.
And who's in the state of Ohio right now?
Exactly. I come to Cleveland. The Blazers just happen to be playing the Cavs in Cleveland. The Blazers win, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of whatever I say goes here right now. It's the great state of Ohio.
Who, who's the king of Ohio now, LeBron?
Take a seat, LeBron.
Yeah, the day your 1,500 double-digit scoring night ended streak thing, whatever.
Yeah, take a seat, LeBron.
Take a seat, LeBron.
Yeah, TAS.
This is now Ski and Evan Mobley's town.
Oh, definitely.
Kings of the Cuyahoga River.
Jarrett Allen.
He and Shadur. Throw your watches up.
I did have some family members today being like, because there's been some mocks about the Browns taking Dante Moore. And of course, like, oh, should you think that's a good pick? Should they take Dante Moore? I'm like, I got a bad news for you. I don't think he's going to go. And if definitely not going to want to go to the Browns if he does.
Yeah, I mean, if he's going to be the first pick, he should probably go, right? Like, I don't know. I don't think he's ready, but.
I think he'll come back.
Like, get your money, right? Like,
I mean, you play college football to increase your draft stock for the NFL, right? Isn't that really?
Yeah, but if he's going to be the first pick, go. I don't know.
It can only get worse. It can only get worse from number
this
one.
This is what I'm
can't
saying.
Get better.
This is what I'm saying. I want him to stay.
Teams are every year a quarterback is going to be like. So unless he doesn't tear an Achilles, I think he'll be fine.
Fuck it. Let him go. Achilles Jr. starts next year. Fire it up. Natty. What are we doing?
Ohio State, Indiana.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
Ohio State. But, yeah.
So I'm having trouble with this one because Ohio State is the obvious pick to me. Like, Ohio State is really fucking good and nobody's been close.
Indiana has looked great. Not as dominant, let's say.
Indiana's weird. Indiana's weird, man. Like, their defense is elite. And Ohio State has not played a defense like Indiana's yet. Like, and so, I don't know how to pick this one, man. I'll go Ohio State.
Yeah, that's how you pick this one.
Yeah.
And, all right, you both need star picks.
I sure do. I'm going to go Virginia with my star pick.
Gross.
Yep.
I have no idea.
You got North Texas, Texas Tech, Georgia, or the Ohio State, or just double up on Duke.
North Texas.
You could double up on the underdog. Get four points for the underdog.
Oh yeah.
Oh baby. Whoa. All
right. I'm going to run through something real
quick. That's a five-loss team. That's a lot of points to put on that.
Right. I'm going to run through something real quick. I just flipped back and looked at our preseason picks that we made. Go through them quick. Here's our picks. Big 12 champion, King, Kansas State. Me, Kansas
six
State.
Six.
Braga,
six six.
Arizona State.
Oof.
Better.
We missed, we whiffed. Let's say we whiffed as a unit. Whiffed.
Yes.
SEC, you both Texas. I went Alabama, so I got a chance.
Mm-hmm.
I got a chance there. the ACC, all three of us picked Clemson.
Yeah.
Nice job, us.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Who else would it have been?
Miami.
Miami could have been the other pick. But yeah.
Fair.
Big Ten. Braga and I both picked Penn State.
They were my natty pick. Not to,
King,
not
you
to
picked
US, skip ahead.
You picked USC. Or nope, you picked Oregon. Our Big Ten sleepers, you picked USC. All right, they did better. Braga, you picked Illinois.
Oof.
I picked Iowa.
Jesus. Yikes.
I won the sleeper round.
Penn State is rough.
And then our champions, actually, I got our final four, too. Braga, you were Penn State, Texas, Clemson, and I can't read this other one. Yeah, that's three. I can't read it.
Yeah, it looks like South Florida. What a weird pick. I can see it.
I see a state in it.
Liberty?
Oh, NC State. Liberty? That's weird.
Penn State. Liberty? No, it is Penn State. Yeah. Penn State is what it is.
Okay.
King, you were Texas, Oregon, Penn State, and I can't read this one either. Begins with an O. Maybe I'm going to say Oregon State.
Probably Oregon. Probably Ohio State.
Uh-huh. And you got Ohio State. Champions, King, Texas. Oh. Not going to work out. Braga, nope. Penn State.
Yeah.
Not going to work out.
Yeah.
I'm the only one semi-alive with Alabama.
Alabama. So
not the smart. Strongest. Not the strongest of picks, fellas. Man,
Texas really sucked.
They really did steamroll. Real.
They got fine in November.
Yeah, Art sucked, and then he got better. That's why people are saying Texas should get in.
Better
now.
They clearly should be in, right?
Clearly, yeah.
They're one of the 12 best teams. How do you leave them out?
Thank you. All right, let's do our list. Top three comes from Booble in the Discord, Sportsbury in our Discord, if you would like to give us list ideas, movie ideas for our movie podcast, yada, yada. It's a good time, Sportsbury in Discord. It is our top three road snacks. Top three snacks you eat on a road trip.
Are we factoring in that you are a driver?
I don't think it matters. Like, does that change it for you? Does it?
It does. Because driving, if you're the driver, it kind of limits to what you
can eat. So if you're
a
passenger, you're like putting Tupperware.
Eating anything.
You're like bringing some Indian food from home. Like
sloppy Joe or some curry, whatever you want.
So let's say you're driving, I guess, then. So
okay.
All right. All right. Who wants to start?
Eating some naan.
Yeah. I'll go. My number three, simple, easy, bag of chips, your choice.
You can pick one. Pick your go-to.
I'll go Tim's Jalapeno.
That's wild on a road trip, my guy. That's wild on
mine
a road
is
trip.
Even,
yeah.
Mine is even more wild. My number three, Dinamitas.
What are those?
Oh, this is such a white podcast.
Yes, it is.
I chopped. What did you say?
Dinamitas.
Dinamitas.
Yeah, it's literally from Doritos. It's just little spicy rolled hot.
So essentially like a Takis almost?
Yeah, but better than a Takis. Takis better than a Takis. Stale. Yes, Takis are stale. Yeah, it's a Takis. It just tastes better.
Okay. Right. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. My number three is Lifesaver gummies. I'll get a bag of Lifesaver gummies at 7-Eleven. Bang those out the whole drive. Actually, to be honest, they usually are gone in the first 20 minutes because I have a problem with those, but yep. Let's see. From the chat, Nutian, ranch corn nuts.
It's good ones.
Let's see. Lincoln City 69, a nice bottle of squirt. Actually,
yo.
Sir, I agree. Booble, peppered beef jerky. Nutian says Erica's is string cheese and salami. That's quality. I mean, you'd have to cut it before you go.
Bring in a fucking charcuterie board.
Yeah, how you doing string cheese while you're driving, dude? That's tough. You can do it.
Or do you just take a bite out of it.
Yeah. I mean, it's fucking mozzarella.
I mean, do you guys even want to eat string cheese if you're not peeling off strips?
Yeah.
By the way,
mozzarella is great.
While we're talking about cheese, last week, just on a whim, I added some of that Baby Bell cheese to my grocery order. Bell? I do it like once a year.
Sure.
And I'm like, oh, I don't like this.
No, it's not great.
This is why I only try it once a year.
Isn't it like,
it's not that good.
Isn't it like wet when you open it too? It's like, yeah. I haven't had one.
No, I mean, sort of. But okay. No.
Do you like peeling the wax? Is that it?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't even know what kind of cheese it is. I tried to look, and all it is was Stranger Things ads on the wrapper.
It's its own thing. Yeah.
It's its own.
Is it not a nice mozzarella? Or
No, it's like a hybrid. It's a mixed
That's what string cheese is. I've taken some string cheese and put it on like homemade pizza before. Like you just like put a...
Does it melt?
It melts. It's great. Yeah. Let's see. Hucklebenny cheddar jalapeno Cheetos. You're going to get...
Cheetos are tough driving. Going to get that Cheeto dust all over your steering wheel.
It's tough. WCP also says Cheetos, just the regulars. And Fender's number three is cashews. Yeah, a good nut is
good. What a fucking dork.
A good nut's
cashews?
Good.
I got a really long drive, and before I hit ketosis, I gotta eat these virgin nuts.
They're probably unsalted as well.
Yeah, what a nerd.
Yeah, my number two, if I may, just to build off of that, is trail mix. So I'll get a trail mix because you know why? It's because they have the fucking M&Ms in them. And so I'm tricking myself into thinking I'm doing something healthy, but I'm also getting that sweet treat. I'm also getting those M&Ms, the sweet treat.
Who wants to eat something healthy on a fucking trip?
It's not healthy. That's what I'm saying. I'm tricking myself.
Why are you trying to fool yourself?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I need therapy, you know, maybe that's something I need to talk about. Yeah.
All right, my number two, it's similar with Booble. Either a beef stick or some jerky should you go to.
Jerky's definitely better because, like, a beef stick is it's contained, right? Like a bag of jerky, it's a lot, and a beef stick is like it's not enough. You know what I mean? You have to have a couple of them, and if you're having a couple of those, it's like that's a lot. It feels like it's more than if you're taking like just jerky out of a bag, right? Like,
well, you could go see the fine people over at Bi-Mart and get yourself a little tub of beef sticks for like $20.
Yes, you fucking can.
That yellow label.
Yes, you can. Yeah. Yes, you can and should.
By the way, beef jerky, fucking expensive as shit.
So expensive.
It's crazy. Oh my god.
Like, if it's not Oberto, it's going to be expensive.
Even at like grocery outlet, if you get
that's exclusively where I get it,
and it's still like $15 for a bag of them. It's like crazy, man. It's fucking beef.
Oh, here's this thing that's not going to fill you up, and just has entirely too much sodium, and it's $27. But you want to know what? You're like, well, there's protein.
Yeah, I need the snack. You know, it's a healthy snack.
Wyreka's a long ways away.
That carnivore diet's great. Great little snack for it.
Booble, $14.99 at Bi-Mart, by the way. Good man. All right, what's your two, King?
My number two, it is of the liquid variety, but because I don't do caffeine except for road trips, essentially, the blueberry Red Bull.
Ooh, if you're going, you're not going do?
Nope.
I thought you were a do guy.
I used to be.
Advanced.
Dew is like drinking a light American lager. The Red Bull, it's like heroin. I just want that shit in two shots. Done. Throw it out the window. Yeah, maybe get a littering ticket as I'm road tripping. It's fun. Tempt the fates. Yeah.
Like nobody, too. You're going to catch a case with a local sheriff for littering. You're going to piss him off, man.
Yeah, a real tough sheriff in Colin Hanks.
Colin Hanks,
tough guy.
Two's from the chat. WCP jerky, Nutian, chocolate Fairlife protein shake. All right,
it's fine.
Sure,
good.
I like.
Tastes good.
I like his wife's better. Albanese gummy bears. Give me them gummies. Hucklebenny trail mix is elite. Agreed.
Oh, God. It's elite. Oh, no! Just mods, can we get a quick, like, 1 week fan here?
Fender's number two, spicy pickle chips. Yeah, those sound good. I don't know that I've ever had them, though. And Lincoln City 69, sour Skittles. Pour the sour sugar leftovers down the gullet at the end. While you're driving?
Your tongue is... It's such a great feeling knowing that you're doing this and your mouth is going to be so fucked up. It's an elite feeling.
It's the equivalent of chewing an entire can of Kodiak. Yeah. That's the level your mouth is going to be destroyed.
You can peel the skin off your lip. Yeah, it's crazy.
Fucking hell. Booble's number two, Red Vines. Yeah, I like Red Vines. Better than Twizzlers, and it's not close. Let's see. What are our number ones? My number one's jerky. Yeah. Jerky's great. Get a big bag, snack on it.
My number one.
Yeah.
It's a perfect road trip food. Yeah.
It is.
My number one, I'm not sure if it's not technically a snack, but Zin.
What do you do with them when you're done? You got a container?
Pitch them out the fucking window.
Window.
Yeet.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeet. One of those.
Yep. Beep. I like that. I like that. Good flicking technique. That's good.
Well, you gotta, you know, it's like if you had a dip in your mouth, you had to really throw it, because otherwise it would hit this your passenger side or your driver's side back door or your window. You don't want that.
Yep.
Oh, man. The dangerous game of throwing your dip out of your car.
On the highway. That's a risk. That's a risk.
It just explode. You were lucky if it hit your car in a clump. Generally, it exploded and just made the back just all fucked up.
Yep.
Oh, what?
Better pack time. Pack that tin a little tighter in there to...
Let's see. What about you, King?
My number one, because this is also a Republican but slightly Democratic socialist podcast.
Certainly.
This is not for me. We're sharing here. This is not for me, but is for the passenger, and I am the recipient, Roadhead. Nice little snack for her.
Nice little snack.
A little snack. A little snacky snack.
A little meat stick. A little meat stick.
Give you a beef stick.
You find that one at Bi-Mart.
$15 for that $14.99.
Depends what Bi-Mart you go to, my friend.
That's fair. Fair enough. Fair enough.
That's funny.
It's locally grown, locally owned. I mean, come on.
Locally sourced Bi-Mart. Yeah, employee owned.
Employee.
Let's see. That's it, right? Okay, that's all of ours. Let's see. Number one's Nuttian Bucky's Chopped Brisket Sandwich.
This guy travels. That is elite.
Yeah. We ain't got Bucky's
on these parts. Bucky's is elite.
Yeah. Do you know what those are? You know what those are, right, Ski? Like, yeah, obviously. Yeah. Okay.
The massive gas stations.
Listener, if you don't know, it's a massive gas station. And the gas station, like, market is a supermarket. Like, they have fresh produce. They have, like, actual, like, meats. Like, they have a deli. They have, like, everything. Everything you would want. It's
they have their own brand of shit.
They have merch that you can buy as well. That is awesome. Let's see. Erica's number one, Frito's Honey Barbecue Twists.
Yeah. Ooh, those used to be my jam.
Yeah, that sounds fucking legit.
With the Dr. Pepper.
Jesus. Ooh. Man, Erica knows food. I'm saying. WCP, Red Vines. Yep. Great. Solid. Always. You can buy big jugs of those, too, by the way. Let's see. Fender's Oberto Teriyaki Turkey Jerky. He says, you know.
Oberto is just such a great jerky.
Why is it
going to
be turkey jerky? Why is it going to be turkey?
Yeah, why?
Yeah.
Interesting, horrible decision. Huckleberry.
Yeah, we're all doing like disgusting things, and Fender is like, well,
I don't know. Like, I need my celery sticks and my little tiny carrots.
With a side of spumoni ice cream.
And if I'm feeling saucy, I'll bring some raisins. You know,
some a 32-ounce thing of Aquafina.
I need a sweet treat. You got a handful of raisins, you guys.
Did you guys know you could stick the tub of hummus in your cup holder?
I love pine nuts.
Oh, man. All right. Hucklebenny's, beef jerky, peppered or teriyaki, depending on the vibe. And Lincoln City shrimp chips. Those are gross.
Shrimp chips are.
Those are gross.
Oh, they're so good.
They're gross.
Oh, they're so good.
They're gross.
Oof, I don't know where to go with the sound on this. I'll just give it a warning. Man, anything artificially shrimp, I'm pretty much out on.
I know. The texture of those, they're like pork rinds, right? Like,
they're like very wafery. It's almost like a Cheeto texture. It's like, that good pork rinds. That's not like the hard skin that hadn't fully fucking fried. Yeah. Nah.
That's a no for me.
They're made in Asia, so there's a good chance that they're actually made with real shrimp and not some weird shrimp byproduct that they use.
Boobles is sort of along your line, King. It's best snack for road trip, female companion. Ayo.
First of all, man, I like vagina. That's one thing I like.
And again, I'm happy for you, man. That's awesome.
Because you ain't riding a long car with a woman if you ain't. I mean, am I right?
What, you gonna listen to her fucking talk and nag the whole time?
You wanna smell her menstruating? It's disgusting. It's gross. I'm rolling down the street, eating a Zen, listening to Morgan Wallen. I'm like, I fucking smell ovulation. Get the fuck out of my car, you motherfucker. Bitch.
No.
I'm kidding. I'm joking.
Nah, he's serious. WCP's honorable mention, his Benjamin. All about the Benjamin, baby, he says.
Of course.
Honorable mention from Booble. Pizza flavored Pringles. I haven't had them, but they sound like the bomb. I'm on board.
Pringles are a weird snack.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They are. Yeah. I've generally liked all of the ones I've eaten, though.
I feel like they would disintegrate on your tongue like a Listerine strip if you let them. Like, you just didn't eat it. You just threw it on your tongue. It would just dissolve.
Like, you had like a little extra, like a little more saliva in your mouth than usual.
Yeah, like you were, yeah. Like a dose of acid. It just kind of disappears.
You just hit some of those sour Skittles, and your next bite is a Pringle right after it.
Yep.
Gone. It's gone.
God, can we like put together a three food challenge that would just destroy your mouth? Is it bag of sour Skittles?
I'll say a bag of seeds, of just salt seeds.
Okay, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seeds would be good.
Yeah.
Some ranch flavored. I always love those ranch flavored seeds.
Not, it won't destroy your mouth as much as just straight David's salt.
Well, okay. So can you imagine eating like a bag of seeds and then having some Tim's kettle chips and then you wash it down with like a rock star? Like, that is, you have fissures in your mouth. You have canyons.
Canker sores like immediately.
Cankers.
Yeah.
It's just got to be the worst.
Google says lemon heads too. Yeah.
Oh, yep. God, I do love a good lemon head. I haven't had one.
I mean, I think that's the combo that got fucking Kurt Douglas throat cancer. So, there's a chance.
Was he doing that while she was driving? Okay. Anyway.
Yes.
Anyway. Podcast over. We good? Go Ducks. Win the bye. Right? That's a thing, right? Movie,
it's always a W.
Movie on Sunday, Nobody 2. Watch that. It's on Peacock. Listen to us talk about it.